Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Tight Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast, with some bomb gas. RVD, no he won't pass, makes me so mad when Big Show sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Tight Show, move snug, don't give a fuck, crisp and warm. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor, start the show, brother.
And we're live. It's the Tiny Tight Show for the week of January 16th.
Couldn't see the date. I think you're right.
Yes. Well, by the time this goes up, it'll be January 20th. I'm Mike Batchelor, one half of your tag team champions. Join with me as always.
Hi, I'm Zach in the squeaky chair.
It's the man, the myth, the looks like Intercontinental Champion.
We got some new hardware this week.
Oh, yes. Now, did you beat Curtis Axel for that, or?
I beat Curtis Axel and Kofi Kingston in I Don't Care match.
Yes. As in, it was in the These Guys Still Have a Contract for WWE match?
Yes. Crazy. I saw Kofi Kingston lose on NXT, then to follow it up by pinning the WWE champion.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care.
And then he beats Axel on main event.
Yeah, all over the place with the coaster.
Yeah. It looks like you have the squeaky chair. I have the lens flare from J. Abrams.
Oh, nice. Is that an effect?
No, it's just the way that the shitty lighting is in this place today. So.
Oh, damn, man.
With my Wolverine sideburns. Don't ask me. It's a look.
Trying something very out. CM Punk-ish.
Yes. Well, again, I am Canadian, so if anybody can pull off the Wolverine, it should be a fellow Canadian, unlike CM Punk.
So, yeah, we are the Tiny Tight Show, a wrestling podcast.
Wrestling / MMA podcast, spoiler cast, bitch fest. Let's come up with a new term. We're the speculation cast.
Yeah, we just like shooting the shit about men in tights.
Yes. And all the latest internet bullshit, as it comes with. We gotta find the bullshit from the pearls of truth.
You know what, man? Like, we should start a second podcast about Walking Dead, because a Podomatic, when I put zombie in the title, that one has the most views, most listens, most downloads.
I do one. It's called Mullyverse 5, which you need to be on more. Because we talk all that stuff.
No, I'm just joking, guys. Love pro wrestling.
Yes.
Love zombie cock, too.
Hey, now. That is a different podcast.
Well.
That's Zachary Selleck with his zombie bumpkin cast coming soon.
you wanna start with, like, the funny thing? I was watching the UFC Fight Night. I think it was just last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let's start with MMA. We never start with MMA.
So yeah, I've been watching. I've been all over, guys. I've been. You see this? This is for MMA news right here this week.
That's right.
So I'm gonna get some names wrong though, because the Fight Night didn't have a lot of big names on it. A lot of names that I know, but you know what? Someone shit themselves. Did you happen to hear about the guy?
Say what?
Yeah. So like. Full shit in the pants. Like, he was wearing, like, the tiny tights, like, kind of like this podcast. And literally, by the end of the fight, his pants were filled with brown.
Zachary, I've got some bad news for you. Herb Dean's going to have to watch where he steps in that octagon.
Usually, you just have to watch out for the red on the mat. Now you got to watch out for the brown on the mat.
That's quite a submission.
That's some fancy footwork in the next match. You know, when you're walking in, you got to do the little footwork to dodge the dog shit on the sidewalk. Like, just imagine them doing a little dip dodge around in the octagon.
When Anderson Silva comes back, that's one more thing for him to juke and jive over.
Yeah.
I just want to give a reference. 5 minutes in, and that's the first reference of Bad News Barrett on this podcast. It's a new record.
Bad news for ya.
Yes. We've got some bad news for ya. May Young died. Not meant to be funny. It was just, it's no. True.
So let's go back to Fight Night. We can talk about Mae Young. We can talk about Mae Young later. Poor Mae Young.
Yep. So Fight Night, no real stars.
Yeah, we got the main event, which did you happen to know who was in the main event? It's Luke Rockhold. He was a former Strikeforce champion. He came over. His first fight was against Vitor Belfort, and so he had this huge hype around him. Comes in, Vitor Belfort, all hopped up on testosterone because for some reason he's getting away with that right now. Freaking head kicks his head off. Boom. Kicks his head off his head.
Now, was this Goldberg and Rogan, or was this a UFC B-team commentary? Because it's a free fight night.
Oh, who was it? I think it was free team with John Anik and maybe Brian Stan. I'm sorry, I forget.
Yeah.
So it was
the Alex Riley of UFC announcing then.
Pretty much. So Luke Rockhold comes out, and this is his second fight in the UFC, so he's got to bounce back from his devastating knockout to Vitor Belfort, and he's against Kostas Philippou. Sorry, I think that's right. It's kind of a weird one to say. And
the ring was Philippou, right?
That was earlier. Okay, so Philippou...
Oh, this is going to bring you the rest of the episode now. We can call back to that anytime.
Rockhold, kind of like this California surfer guy versus like this kind of pale Armenian looking dude. So Rockhold, boom, kicks him in the liver or something, one of these shots, shit. And takes him out. Very, very seldom do you see a knockout via liver kick, but it's pretty cool. So all in all, I thought it was some pretty badass fights, some shitting in the pants. It was the guy who fought Brunson. Like, there's two kind of big black dudes, and, like, the one who beat Brunson is the guy who shit himself. So go check that out, guys. I'm sorry I'm gapping on the name right now, but...
The one that beat Brunson is the man who... The one who won the fight.
Yeah. The guy who won the fight and shit himself. I can't remember his name. I just remember the loser.
He just sat on his face and just let loose, and then the other guy tapped.
Yeah, you're just doing, like, this, what is it, the full mount, and then the crucifix, shit in the face, elbowing, boom, boom, shit in the face, fart, more farts.
And Joe Rogan is losing his mind at ringside. What is going on?
Yeah. What a stinky mess.
A new low for the industry. I don't know. Anywho, moving on.
So, yeah, good fight night.
Yeah, because we need to go somewhere from the shitting in the ring here. So, what is the next UFC pay-per-view?
Next one? What is fucking next one? I'm already forgetting something huge right now. What the fuck? Let me come back to it. I'm going to search it.
For the mid-heavyweight, middleweight, light-heavyweight championship. Generic MMA guy number one versus generic MMA guy with tattoos number two.
Who's your favorite MMA guy?
I don't know, man. It's just have to go Pierre.
Saint Pierre?
Saint Pierre.
You're a Canadian guy, yeah?
I'm a Canadian guy just because, well, he never lost. Got his ass kicked last fight, but he never lost. Mm-hmm. And he's always fun to make fun of. So, I like Roy Nelson because I like big belly fat guys fighting.
He's really agile too. He's a really good Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner for sure.
And he gets it. Like, it's the gimmick. It's the gimmick. It's the mullet. It's the whole package. It just works.
For sure. I'm having trouble finding it with the next year. I know that I think Jones versus Glover Teixeira is in February with Rousey. No, Rousey's fighting in February again. Yeah.
Again, typical UFC, just when they have one women's champion, they need two women's champion because they just glut the whole friggin' pay-per-view system.
Uh-huh. Well, they're really pumping up Rousey because I just watched the best of the UFC 2013, and that was like the last closing moment was Rousey because that's really their last hope for some good pay-per-view buys. Because if you think GSP's gone, Anderson Silva's gone, who's going to sell pay-per-views for them?
Well, she's in the next Expendables movie.
Who, Rousey?
Yeah.
For sure? I thought that was just a joke. I thought you joked about that like 2 weeks ago.
No, she is actually in that movie because I was listening to Kevin and Bean podcast, and they actually had Chris, what's his name, dude from Twilight, Kieran Lutz or whatever his name is, because he's in the Expendables movie.
Oh, okay, and he said that's what's going on, Rousey's there?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a pay-per-view. The UFC on Fox 10, Henderson versus Thompson. So that will probably be Benson Henderson. It is. So Benson Henderson, the former light heavyweight champion at 155, versus Josh Thompson, who's always kind of big on the indie scene. He's had a few fights in the UFC. Who's he fought in the UFC here? Nate Diaz. He beat Nate Diaz. So very good for him. I don't remember that. Yeah, lost to Gilbert Melendez, but Gilbert Melendez is freaking a beast. He beat Diego Sanchez in a fantastic fight this last year. But yeah, he's always in Strikeforce. So Josh Thompson, lots of skills versus Benson Henderson, former WEC champion, former UFC champion. Definitely that'll be a good fight. Gabriel Gonzaga versus Stipe Miocic. Sorry, I said that wrong. But Gabriel Gonzaga, you remember him?
You're just making up names now.
Gabriel Gonzaga was the one who head kicked Krokop. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, he fought Couture. He's had some big fights, definitely. He had a great fight with Chet Congo.
Who hasn't had a good fight with Chet Congo?
Chet Congo. Donald Cerrone, the cowboy, he's fighting. That'll be a great fight. Lil Heaven, Jeremy Stevens, Bruce Leroy, Alex. So some good fighters on for free too. So that'll be cool. Yeah. Then after that, we have the UFC 169. So 69.
69. All right.
All right. So Henan Barrero versus Urijah Faber. I'm pretty sure that Dominic Cruz was a champion, and he got injured again. He hasn't fought in like a few years at least, and he finally had to give up his title because he's been hurt and hasn't been able to defend it. So Henan Barrero was the interim champion fighting Urijah Faber. Urijah Faber is kind of like the most popular little guy. He was in the WEC, kind of helped get the lower divisions into the UFC.
Is that the white dude that always braids his hair?
Yeah, you know it. You got it.
Okay, I know, yeah.
Yeah, so then there's
You know, at the rate that UFC is expanding, like a year from now, they're going to have events exclusively on Instagram.
Well, no, they have their network.
I thought that'd get a bigger laugh, but each round is 15 seconds. It's just knockouts.
Just knockouts. It'd be cool, like watching something, no rounds or something, just a fight, like 20 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, all the big MMA should not have rounds anymore. They should be about who's the best fighter. But I am retiring.
Yeah, I'd say.
Thank you, George.
I say no weight classes anymore. No, I'm just joking. But it'd be kind of fun to see some, like I went back and watched a Matt Lindland versus Fedor fight this past week. And Matt Lindland, probably a 185 versus like a true heavyweight. Not a true heavyweight, probably mid heavyweight, right? To 225, 230. But, interesting fight. Matt Lindland kind of had a chance. Like, it was in a boxing ring, and he kind of flipped him over, and Fedor had to hang on to the rope, so that was pretty interesting. But Fedor kind of has these awesome arm bars, took him out pretty quick.
There you go. Let's have Brock Lesnar versus Urijah Faber.
There you go. Fedor versus Brock, that would be like biggest money in the world. Even still, even though Fedor's lost his shine a little bit, so has Lesnar with his
defensive problems.
Yeah, I just
want to see like Brock pull Incredible Hulk as like Brock splash puny human.
Let's see.
Again, thought I'd get a better laugh at you, but fuck it. Moving on.
Yeah. So I did a little research on Del Rio, and I didn't know. I always thought he fought Krokop and then didn't really fight after. But he had like 10 fights, and he fought until like 2009, 2010 or something.
Yeah, because I was in Pride, because when Pride was like in that freak show era.
Yeah, and he had the little mask on and everything. But I really thought he retired as an MMA fighter like soon after that. I thought in my head it was like right after that. I guess I didn't.
Who's that Korean Asian giant dude that you always liked?
I don't know if I liked him. I think he fought Fedor one time and he got armbar.
Hong Won Choi or something like that?
Yeah, Hong Won Choi, I think. Yeah, he fought Fedor and got armbarred. I think that's who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, let me show you. So let's show the viewers. Can watch on YouTube and are live feeding. I'm sorry for the podcasters, but I got this Intercontinental belt. That's just a toy belt.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I seriously may have to one up you and buy the world championship next week.
No, you don't have to. It's fine.
Well, no. Then we can have competing titles.
Well, I got three other plastic ones back there. So watch out. Watch out. No, two other plastic ones. Okay, watch this, guys. So I'll describe it as I'm showing it here. It is a Hulk Hogan.
That's right, brother.
Pin. You can see his cardboard on the back. Really old. It's got to be from the 80s. So cool. So look at that. And then same kind of square design. Same Hogan, but it says World Champion.
That's when I had my hair, brother.
Yeah, great condition. Probably from the late 80s. Cardboard back, like metal. Nice little pin. You put that on like a hat. Those are really cool.
You should put those on your hat next time we go to ROH.
Yeah, I got
the title. There you go.
I got a Vince McMahon shirt. Did I tell you about the Vince McMahon shirt?
No, you haven't told me about the Vince McMahon shirt.
It's just black, all black, with Vince's shadow in white. Like his face. You can totally tell it's his face, too. Nice. Like, just black with his face in white. That's so good. Sweet. That's nothing else. No words, nothing. Just Vince's face.
We still need to make that Vince McMahon shirt if I smell money.
Mm-hmm. We gotta stop telling our listeners our great ideas.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like this is our good ideas go. It's just through this show. But that's all. Okay. It's all good.
Is that a Chris Hero shirt?
It is a Chris Hero shirt. So now it's like come full circle. Before it was a vintage Chris Hero shirt. And now this Chris Hero shirt can represent his WWE career, unfortunately.
Bloody.
It's the
bloody mess.
Takeoff on the Death of Superman shirt. So Death of Chris Hero.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it should be Cassius Ohno, so KO with the bloody symbol. That'd be awesome. You should make a new shirt. So Mae Young died this week. There's a segue. Big bucket of win, as they say. Great career. One tough old broad.
Oh, we're talking about Mae Young? We're on Mae Young?
Yeah, we're talking about Mae Young.
Yeah.
What's your favorite all-time Mae Young memory?
I still remember, like, a few months ago, sometime last year, I listened to an interview with Paul. I don't know if his first name is Paul, but Rosenberg on wrestling with Bubba Ray. Yeah. You know that guy?
Yeah.
You seen him on YouTube? And Bubba Ray was telling the story about how Mae Young, how he was supposed to, like, give her the slammer down and give her the what's up headbutt. And he does it, and then right after she grabs him, she's like, "If you throw me down like one of the boys." And
yeah, he was gonna do the safe power bomb, but she's like, "No, give me the real one."
Yeah, then next time he's like, "Okay, Mae, just clasp your hands around my neck, and I'll protect you." And of course, she just let go, and she just took a crazy bump at 80 years old.
Yes.
And then the next time she's like, they went off the stage, went off the power bomb off the stage, and she, same thing. She went, let her arms go, went crazy, and then she went to Vince and says, "I want to go off the top of the cage."
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Awesome. Yeah, at 80 years old, put me off the top of the cage with a power bomb.
That's a great story. Yeah. I think one of my favorite May moments was recently. Remember when they were doing that one segment with May and Moolah with a lot of the younger divas? And May just went off script and just called them all "you young bitches" on live TV. And Jerry's losing his mind.
I don't remember that one, but yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? It's May Young. All you young bitches are...
Oh, God, she's 90, yeah.
And we must, if we can mention the sexual chocolate May Young romance.
Oh, of course, yeah. I wish there was, you're exposed to more clips, more videos of her in the younger days. But man, she looked pretty cute back when, back, and obviously a long time ago, but
very long
ago. Hot.
So let's talk about man, big bucket to win, as they say. So let's talk wrestling. Raw on Monday.
Let's do it. Let's talk about Raw.
We're on the voyage to the Royal Rumble.
Yes, we're rumbling for the Royals.
Yes, as opposed to that rumble in your belly that's been the result of the product of Vince McMahon trying to turn their most over guy and the roster heel and realizing it didn't go horribly well. So at the end of the show, they kind of said, fuck it, and turned Daniel Bryan face again.
Yeah, so how did they start this? They started the show last week. I think they announced that last week they're Bray and Daniel were going to do a tag match versus the Usos. Yeah. So they started off Raw with that.
And it was a good match.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Bryan look good? Bray Wyatt look good? Match ended in DQ when Evans and Harper interfered.
Mm-hmm. I think I tweeted during the match, like, I'm kind of happy the way that they WWE's sheltered Bray Wyatt's in-ring performance. Like,
what do you think about that? Yeah. They've really protected him, so just getting the character over.
Yeah, and I think it's really built him up to have even more credibility in the ring, because yeah, you don't see... I don't see Husky Harris anymore. That's it. I do see some players, some main event players for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, that ended in a DQ. So they set up the main event of a cage match to keep out Harper and Rowan, the Usos and Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt. So that was the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Big announcement that first member of the Hall of Fame, Shocker, is the Ultimate Warrior being inducted.
Ooh, that's a big name to announce first. Usually,
that's a huge name.
Usually they don't go that big a name for the first one.
Now, we should have really seen it coming because he was in WWE 2K14. So...
No, I definitely don't think it's a huge shocker, right? He was in that commercial. Remember, he's storming around the office and like...
Great commercial.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not a huge shocker. But I think it was done to create a little buzz, get people talking, right?
Mm-hmm. He's going to have the best, bar none, acceptance speech of the night.
Yeah,
it's gonna be 20 minutes.
But he'll be gassed after the first 20 seconds.
And plenty of Hulk Hogan in Andor. I go into the Hall of Fame.
Who do you think is gonna be next into the Hall of Fame? Who's the next inductee?
I think Jake's a lock this year.
Jake the Snake here?
Yes.
Especially after his appearance.
Oh, I was reading on why Ambrose is smiling when the snake was on him is because the snake shit on him, and Punk pointed it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's why he had that big on his face, because he's trying not to laugh, because when Jake dumped the snake on him, he took a shit on him.
And Punk was chirping in the background?
Oh, Jake, no, Punk just said it, like, oh, he took a dump on him, and Jake... Of course, the camera's right there on Ambrose, and he's trying not to crack up. But still, a great internet moment was made.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think Jake's a lock this year. He may not be announced next. I think Randy, this should be the year that Randy Savage is inducted.
That'd be a huge class, though. Think about that class. Ultimate Warrior, Randy, fucking Jake. What a class.
Well, it is WrestleMania 30, right? So they got to go big this year.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
I didn't deduct the British Bulldogs.
Yeah, see, it's a little bit before my era. So I can't speak educated.
Whether the Dynamite Kid would actually show up because he's in a wheelchair and I think he just had a stroke, so he's not doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
I think Owen deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, damn, that's a fucking tragedy, eh? Man, imagine if we still had some of these wrestlers fucking having some good matches they put on, like...
I get depressed because I had that 30 years of the Royal Rumble box set going through, like, the first, like, five or six of them, like, dead.
Like, it's incredible. Like, imagine if we had Eddie Guerrero fucking Daniel Bryan matches.
Oh, Benoit, man, that'd be crazy.
Benoit Punk, like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Benoit Davey Richards.
Yeah, that'd be cool. They all kind of took his style, right? Kind of a little bit, the hard Japanese fusion, fusion style.
Who do you think they should, okay, throw some like really kind of weird out there names. Who do you think should be in Hall of Fame that it currently isn't?
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the Macho Man, Jake the Snake. I heard rumors of even doing inducting WrestleMania 1.
The match? That would be very interesting. Like Hogan and Piper. I mean, Hogan and Piper are two-time Hall of Famers to join Ric Flair, the two-timers club. Mm-hmm. I think Orndorff would be a two-timer as well because he's already in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
That means putting Mr. T in the Hall of Fame, but that also would put...
Surprised he isn't already. Are you sure he's not?
I don't know.
Because, like, I think, like, Drew Carey might be in the Hall of Fame, so I think Mr. T might be in the Hall of Fame, so...
What about inducting the Click as a group?
See, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I think you can count on X-Pac to be sober, so...
Well, that's also puts Triple H in the Hall of Fame without him having the ego of putting himself in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, true. But you know he'll do that still.
He'll still do that.
So, so who else? We got,
Are the Freebirds in the Hall of Fame?
I think they went last year.
Yeah.
Let's pull up a list here. See who's in the Hall
of Fame. To the internet!
Yeah,
we need a sounder for looking stuff up on the internet.
WWE
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Pain.
Actually, that would be something cool if they actually did this on the WWE Network, like on the Netflix type surface, where you could actually look up like organized guys by Hall of Fame and just bring up matches that way.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're looking up that, what else happened on Raw this week? We got continuation.
Quite a few names here. I don't think I can go through them all.
Yeah.
I'll go through the last few. Booker T, Donald Trump, Bruno, Trish Stratus, Bob Backlund, Mick Foley, Mike Tyson.
Mil Mascaris.
Yokozuna, Ron Simmons, Edge. Abdullah the Butcher, Drew Carey, that's right. Sonny, Bullet Bob Armstrong, Hacksaw, Jim Duggan, Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, Bob Uecker, Stu Hart, Gorgeous George, Maurice, Mad Dog Vachon, Wendy Richter, Antonio Inoki, Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, Coco Beware, Howard Finkel, Cowboy Bill Watts, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Gordon Soley, Eddie Graham, Mae Young, Soulman, Rocky Johnson, High Chief Peter Mavia, Nature Boy Ric Flair, Jim Ross, The Sheik, Mr. Fuji, Nick Bockwinkle, Jerry the King Lawler, Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, Dusty Rhodes, Tony Atlas, Vern Gagne, Gene Okerlund, Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero was 2006. When did he die? This has been a long
2006,
time.
2006, yeah. You went in that year.
Yeah. No controversy, so he gets to go right in, right? Mm.
And Joe and Cabana and CM Punk. And Roderick Strong.
That's like, yeah, that's very similar to your homicide.
That is my homicide. I'm talking about my friends. I start Ring of Honor with and AJ back with me and Kingston. We're not shaking hands no more, Nigel.
Yeah.
I had to vamp there for a second.
Who else could go in? Other, yeah.
Brutus Beefcake. Brutus Beefcake is not in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know. There should be like a, workhorse hall, like a wing. There should be a workhorse wing, like a worker wing. Like Bob Holly should be in it or something.
Actually, they should have a jobber section. Barry Horowitz should go into the Hall of Fame this year.
A jobber section and a worker section.
A jobber. Yes. They're the ones that don't actually make the broadcast, but I think that'd be entertaining.
Wouldn't Barry Horowitz,
Iron Mike Sharp, SD Jones.
I heard what could be like with Lanny Poffo.
Yeah, he's one of the big reasons Macho kind of isn't in, because Macho said we all go in as a family, or none of us go. I don't go in.
I doubt it. I heard probably for other reasons, personal reasons. He's dead now, so they'll probably put him in.
No idea, my friend. What else happened on Raw this week?
Yeah, let's get back to Raw.
Yes.
New Age Outlaws turned their back on CM Punk in a
Sons of bitches!
They're with the authority, guys. The Authority.
The Authority. It's all Kane's fault. Blame Kane.
Loving Corporate Kane.
Well, Corporate Kane with his fucking Norman Osborn hair.
Yeah, except for his haircut. It's really, like, weird growth pattern.
It's Google Norman Osborn. And,
yeah, I'm going to do it right now. Hit that music again.
Yes. As we look on the internet.
Norman Oswald.
Norman Osborn from Spider-Man, the Green Goblin. And not Willem Dafoe.
Like a cartoon?
Yes.
I'm looking for a cartoon.
We'll have to superimpose this on the video show somehow.
Yeah, that's so true.
It is. He's got Norman Osborn hair.
Yeah, it's weird growth patterns for sure.
I could never visualize a real human having that till I saw Kane. So.
Well, Kane, you're cutting some good promos right now, so I appreciate that. Other than that,
so it looks like they're building Triple H. So let's start setting the stage for WrestleMania here.
Okay.
So, okay.
How can we set the stage for WrestleMania when they change their mind after 2 weeks of the Daniel Bryan storyline? Really, how can we?
Okay, so world title, is Cena going to beat Blandy Orton?
That means... I say no.
No? Okay. So then we're going to have heel champ at Mania. Okay. Brock Lesnar's named himself number one contender. So I doubt he's going to be fighting Randy Orton at Mania. I could see maybe him Cena at Mania. But...
I don't know. It's too hard to pick, man. They change their minds too often. Which is not fun to watch.
They got Batista coming back. And what? Where are they going to put him? Do they put him with Brock? If this, that's going to be a terrible match.
Ooh, that'd be boring as hell.
Taker wants to work with Daniel Bryan, but Triple H is not going to let that happen.
Well, depending on where you want him, right? You probably want him, if it's a heel champion, don't you want him to have his big victory, the big face victory at WrestleMania?
Plus that would be... I don't know, man. I just
70,000.
Well, I think the one thing we can really count on is CM Punk versus Triple H.
Yeah, that one really seems like it's going down, especially since the New Age Outlaws turned their back on this past Monday. So I agree with you on that. Agree with you. Okay.
Motherfucker. It's gonna start chopping the fuck at each other on here. Just. Chop, and then you gotta sell it.
Did you notice the slow yes chant?
Yes. Yes?
That was my favorite part. How slow he's going, and the car, it was like slow motion. Yes. Yes. So it was amazing.
I don't know what to cheer.
That was great.
And then, like, when he turns at the end of the night, and he's just leading the crowd. Okay, we're good again.
No, though, they're right there. Like, he, like, started off so slow. Like, it was fantastic. Just the, like, he just took his time and paced it. Like, it was the slowest one he's ever done. And the crowd was just going with him, too. It was fantastic.
Yes. Now, this is where, on the WWE Network, when they do the post-show, I want it behind-the-scenes Total Divas style, where Vince is just throwing shit backstage because he doesn't want the fans to be right. That would be the awesome thing. Like, God damn Daniel Bryan! Yelling at Cena, why can't you be more like him? For fuck's sake, it's been 10 years of pushing you.
Alpha.
And Cena's just standing there with a boo-boo face.
I think JBL called him like a creature from the woods or something again. Like, it's so, JBL just cracks me up most of the time, but he buries people.
JBL needs to pick a side. Is he a heel or is he a face?
I don't care. He's fucking hilarious. Like, his, like, whole Ryback backed out of the arm wrestling competition with Titus O'Neil. It wasn't the first week he brought it up. He brought it up last week or maybe on SmackDown too. But I guess Ryback behind the scenes backed out of a competition. I guess Titus O'Neil wanted to do it for charity or something. And so, did you notice that?
No, I missed that.
Oh, JBL was calling him Ryback out.
Oh, really?
Because he backed out of the arm wrestling competition. So. Yeah, I guess there's some backstage heat on Ryback right now, given Dolph the concussion and general attitude. And
the comments he made about Lillian Garcia looking like a horse.
Oh, jeez, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, I needed it. He tweeted that on his Twitter.
Oh, yeah, his Twitter account's blown up saying he's going to quit and blah, blah, blah.
Well, now he's even doing more unorthodox behavior because on Main Event, after every single match, he came out and did a victory lap. Then one just walked right to the back.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, if you watch, like, first match of Kofi versus Curtis Axel, Kofi wins, and all of a sudden Ryback's music hits out, and he just comes out walking out, puts his arms up, walks around the ring, and just walks right to the back. And yeah, he's the same thing again versus Sin Cara versus whoever he was fighting.
Oh, it's
actually
God.
Funny. It was funny, actually.
Freaking Rybotch.
The big guy.
The big guy. I was enjoying the big guy gimmick and, like, the bully and everything. That was funny.
Say what you will about Ryback. He is trying new shit. It's not still feed me more.
Why didn't he run with that a little longer, I wonder?
I think they ran into the ground. Then they fucked up, and then they just didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It seems like, yeah, what can they do with him? I don't know.
So
it's just like, remember that, like, loss he had against Mark Henry at
Mania?
Yeah, I think it was at Mania. Mark Henry fell on him, and that's how he lost. Like, it's so weird.
I love that finish. That finish actually made sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch Botchamania's most botched matches of 2013 yet?
No, but I will have to check that out.
Oh my gosh, it's fucking hilarious. Let me see if I can go through a couple here. There was AJ Lee versus Natalya, where Natalya, like, throws on the sharpshooter, and then lets go of it. Then AJ starts tapping, and then the ref doesn't hold her hand. Natalya, like, grabs the ref's hand, and, like, it was awkward at best. And then she had to throw it on again. So that was bad. And then there was Al Snow and TNA, where Taz was just, like, making fun of him being out of shape and out of breath and having a purple face and stuff like that. It was pretty funny. Next was Eva Marie's debut. And
pretty much everything Eva Marie did in 2013.
Oh, gosh, it was bad. And, the little comments on the screen are hilarious because, like, she won't stay down, and, like, the other divas are bitching at her to stay down, and she's, like, immediately hulking up and things like that, so it's pretty funny.
And yet Sarah Del Rey, they don't want her to wrestle on TV. Makes no sense.
Yeah, just lose 10 pounds. Remember that chant?
Oh, fuck, you're an asshole.
I didn't start it. I just thought it was funny. And
we should talk about this. Like, first comment on our YouTube channel, an hour after we finished recording last week, episode goes live on YouTube. Assholes. So we've arrived, officially. Someone has called us assholes on the internet. So congratulations, sir.
I don't even know what for. Like, at least be more specific. There's a whole hour, like...
We're assholes about so many different things. Just let us know exactly which.
Yeah,
so
we don't care. Just tell us about what, which one in specific.
Yeah.
So next is the ref bump, the 20-minute ref bump, where McMahon pulls the ref out of the ring for the Orton Daniel Bryan match, and he goes through goes through Brad Maddox, goes through Triple H. Like, there's a whole 20-minute, like...
Oh, yes, I remember that. That was actually hilarious.
Yeah, a little fast-forward. The ref still doesn't get up by the end of it. Next, we have Adam Pearce versus some masked guy in TNA. It was just terrible. Tons of botches everywhere.
Neither guy got signed.
Next, Del Rio versus Sin Cara, where Sin Cara breaks his finger.
Then he's out for 6 months and quits the match. I dislocated my finger. I cannot continue.
And Del Rio's pissed, even though his face is just bruised from shit from being beat up in a bar fight. Fucking, he doesn't give a shit. He's swearing his ass off. He's fucking
and
pissed.
And one of the many reasons we now have Sin Hunico.
Sin Hunico. Next, we have Daniel Bryan versus... Orton in the Hell in the Cell, where he botches the kick to Triple H, and then Michaels botches the super kick to him. What a terrible ending.
That was a terrible ending.
Yeah. Next, my favorite moment of 2013, the night after Raw, I believe it's the night after Raw, maybe not. Randy Orton and Sheamus are in the ring, and
yes,
Randy Orton goes to him, "What's my line? What's my line?" And then Sheamus had to tell him his line. It was freaking gold.
Nice.
And then the whole might be the same. They're showing a Sheamus Orton match where it is after it was Raw after Mania, and the crowd is just chanting, not in it at all. They're chanting JBL, they're chanting Jerry, and then they're like, they're not gonna chant Michael Cole.
I've got some bad news for you, Zach. They had a bad case of don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and chanting RVD. It was great. And then the worst match of the year was Orton Big Show. And
the Phantom punt kick that was back and to the left.
Yeah, bad punt kick. He did his little DDT off the top rope, but Big Show slid right off the top rope and looked just super sloppy. You can hear Big Show talking during most of it, too. Nice. The honorable mentions, there's X-Pac ruining that asshole. Yeah.
Yes.
That was brutal. I have a hard time watching that footage. That was bad. I guess word broke this week that WWE is passing on Ricochet because he's too short and they already have guys that can do those moves. That's the internet speculation for this week.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at who's wrestling every week, it's the indie guys. Who's doing a great job? It's Luke Harper. It's Dean Ambrose. It's Seth Rollins. Like, those guys are putting on great matches. Who is putting on matches that's just WWE trained? Usos, Cody Rhodes, Goldust. That's it. Who else?
Okay. Is it just me, or that if you have more than one guy that can do those types of move, would you not just put them in a match and let them wow the crowds and get some buzz going? That makes sense to me.
Proof is in the pudding. Who's performing for you? Who's putting on the matches? Who are the key players right now? It's all indie guys. And like, even the guys you don't want to push are getting over like crazy, like Cesaro and like
Brian and...
Yeah, as much as you try to hold them down, like, cream rises to the top. And people that put in the most effort, have the most experience, have the most diversity in their styles because they've had to adapt too many styles to go around, by going around the world and wrestling all these different people. They're going to have the most staying power because they love it. They enjoy it.
And especially now, if you're creating this network where you need to create more content, why not put every single different shade, flavor of professional wrestling out there and let people decide? Because that way they're going to get really accurate ratings of what people like on this network, with what gets the most downloads and what gets the most streams.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be common sense if people start watching a lot of this X Division guys like Sami Zayn, this, that, and that, then push the fuck out of those people because that's what people want to see.
Yeah, well, at least we're getting to see our, see the guys wrestle. We're seeing the Harpers. We're seeing the Rollins. We shouldn't complain. We're getting lots of good matches. So
very good matches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we should wrap it up this week. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Is Total Divas back on? We should talk Total Divas.
No, I don't think I saw. Divas in my pants this Sunday.
That's right. I got my hands on some Evolve events, so maybe we can do a production meeting and watch some of that.
Evolve.
Speaking of Ricochet, that's where the bravados are now.
Oh, yeah. Did you talk about Davey and Andy?
Yeah, they're supposed to show up on Impact tonight with TNA. But I think they're a good thing. They could be a really good thing for TNA. Like, put them in a faction with Austin Aries and away there. There you go.
Yeah, maybe all too short. Maybe you need to.
Well, right away, you could put them in a good feud against Bad Influence. Mm-hmm. They'll tear the house down. You could put Eddie in the X Division. And I can see Davey giving him a world title run.
But yeah, it's just too short.
No such thing as too short.
To start off with a world title run, yeah, it's too short.
Well, not right away. Just don't, here's the title, but maybe build us something, because he's a good wrestler. And if and TNA, if wrestling matters, as they say.
I don't think they said that in a while, have they?
Wrestling kind of matters, unless you're AJ Styles, because we don't want to pay you the money.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah.
Well, think of it this way. Like, now we're going to get Davey versus Joe. That'll be a good match.
Yeah, but like, that's the thing. Like, it's annoying because they don't have the pay-per-view. So you're like, you don't know when to watch because you don't know when they're going to give their full effort in matches and things like that. Like, who wants... That makes sense to you? Like,
keep an eye on the TV tapings. When it's live like tonight, that's when I usually turn in. That's all we can do, right?
Yeah, I mean... It's kind of lost its structure, like, without having the monthly pay-per-views, and I'm kind of confused by it.
They're doing the odd one-night-only pay-per-views, but...
Yeah, they confuse me, too. Like, the whole thing is confusing, the whole structure. Like, keep it to a monthly pay-per-view. It keeps the storylines going. It keeps everyone following the storylines. There's not big, huge gaps in between. There's not these one-off pay-per-views. You don't have random matches where... People are doing good, and some people are doing having shitty matches on TV. Some people are having great matches on TV. When do I tune in for a good match? I don't fucking know. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's either. My rant, TNA. Fuck think you.
Think we'll see Caitlyn in TNA now that she's gone from WWE?
Don't give a shit.
I don't fucking care. Meh.
Just more fucking rock star spot. That's it.
Yes.
Nice. He's good.
So let's wrap this some bitch up.
Let's wrap this, Nick.
Yep. So actually, before we wrap it up, let's segue, because sometimes we do step out of the box of professional wrestling on the show. I want to talk Oscar noms real quick.
Talk what?
Oscar nominations came out today.
Oh, I didn't read them yet, no.
Okay, I got them. So we'll quickly talk that, then we'll wrap up the show. So we're segueing. Okay. So the Academy Award nominations came out today. So Best Picture nominated American Hustle. Have you seen that?
No.
Good movie. What's his name? Christian Bale, hairpiece, tremendous.
Bradley Cooper's
perm is tremendous. And very fun drinking game. Anytime that Amy Adams is not wearing a bra, drink. You'll be fucking shit-faced 20 minutes into the movie. So, American Hustle, nominated Best Picture, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Paloma, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street. So those are your categories for Best Picture.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club, but apparently Matthew McConaughey is really good in that. That's the one he dropped the weight for.
Mm-hmm.
I watched most of Her. That's the Spike Jonze film where Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with his phone. That has the voice of Scarlett Johansson.
Well, Spike Jonze got in which category?
Best Picture.
It's in that?
Yeah, he got nominated for Best Picture, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, actor in a leading role. Stupid app. Christian Bale for American Hustle. Bruce Dern for Nebraska. Leonardo DiCaprio for Wolf of Wall Street. Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave. And Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. I think either Bale's going to get this or Leonardo DiCaprio. Because you got to see Wolf of Wall Street. That's
good.
Really, it's a comedy. I didn't think it was going to be a comedy.
No? Is it Scorsese?
Yep.
Jonah Hill, right?
Yep. Speaking of Jonah Hill, Jonah Hill gets nominated for Best Actor in a Supporting Role.
Oh, he actually did, eh?
Yep. Actress. Just one second here. Stupid app. It's actor. Actress. Okay. Actress in leading role. Amy Adams for American Hustle. Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench for Philomena, and Meryl Streep, because, you know, she's got to get nominated every year, for August Orange County. Actor in supporting role, Bakhtit Abdi for Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper for American Hustle, Michael Fassbender for 12 Years a Slave, Jonah Hill for Wolf of Wall Street, and Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, that's going to even stroke his ego even more. I'm kind of pissed off about that. Fucking Jared Leto, whatever your Lego.
Jared Lego? Yeah, because Jared was a transvestite in Dallas Buyers Club, and apparently you wouldn't even know it was him if you didn't know. So that's disturbing. Best Actress in Supporting Role. Sally Hawkins in Blue Jasmine. Zach Selleck for Intercontinental Champion. Jennifer Lawrence. Sorry, you didn't win Best Actress in Supporting Role, Zach. Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts for August Orange County, and June Squibb for Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't know any of those. Have you seen Nebraska?
No, but apparently it's supposed to be good. Will Forte is actually really good in that, and it's a drama.
Whoa, that'd be interesting to see, Will Forte.
Yeah, a lot of people are going like, what the fuck? Because everybody else got nominated for Nebraska, but he didn't get nominated, so... Best Director, American Hustle, David Russell. Gravity, Alfonso Cuarón. Nebraska, Alexander Payne. 12 Years a Slave, Steve McQueen. And The Wolf of Wall Street, Martin Scorsese. And those are the Academy Awards people give a shit about. Everything else, who cares?
Did Bad Grandpa get nominated for something?
Maybe makeup or something like that. But
yeah.
My favorite movie of 2013 was The World's End. That was the best movie of 2013.
Is that the one with...
Simon Pegg and all them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That was your favorite?
That was Barbon. Best thing that happened at Fan Expo last year was when James and I left the convention, because, like, fuck this, and walked down and went and saw The World's End. That was the best thing that fucking weekend that I did. That beat out the convention.
Why do you say it was the best? It's for makeup.
Okay. Why did I what?
Why was that your favorite movie?
It just clicked on all cylinders. The story was good. The cast was good. They had good chemistry. When the movie shifts halfway through and becomes something completely different, it's like fucking amazing. The end was perfect.
I listened to the podcast with Edgar Winter, who's the director of that. Yeah. And he says that him and Simon have used like all the same people for like the director of photography since... Spaced. Is it called Spaced?
Yeah, Spaced. Great show.
Yeah. So yeah, he said he's so good. Good for them. Good for them. Put on a good show. Good movie.
Well, let's wrap up on that. But I've been watching a little show, reality television, because you're Mr. Reality Television guy.
Yeah.
I've got sucked into Moonshiners. I don't know how this happened, But that's a great fucking show.
With Tickle and
Tim. You gotta love moonshine. You love this country. I'm drunk as shit right now. Like, I should not be driving this backhoe.
I like how they have those fucking old ass pickup trucks, and they're just driving around with shotguns on their dash, and moonshine stills in the back.
Now, when I see this guy in the woods, you gotta be careful because there could be anybody out there.
Yeah,
I might make some money. I'm not meant to be getting caught.
Okay, let's wrap it up on that.
Let's wrap it up Tickle. On that. So, Tickle. Well, you can email us at multiverse5@gmail.com. If you like the video, hit like below and leave a comment. And follow us on Twitter.
At Tiny Tights Show, and that's the same as for Instagram, Tiny Tights Show.
We take smoke signals. We take reviews on iTunes. If you like this show, 5 stars. If you don't like the show, give us 5 stars, too. So until next time, I'm Mike Batchelor.
I'm Intercontinental Champion, the badass.
Zachary Selleck.
Billy Hung.
So until next time, Tiny Tights are aye.
Tights win fights. Moose Knock don't give a fuck.
Chris Benoit. Booyah!